Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update from Manx Radio, a 30-minute look at the latest news on the Isle of Man, plus background to the news, Manx sport, business, travel, Sea Watch and the newsmakers. Tonight, KFC is back. Hall provide radio TT. Children should be taught to save. We need a new Deemster. The story behind clinical art therapy and Mark Cavendish is back racing.
And Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
First of all, the news headlines from Manx Radio. Fast am I, Rhianne Evans.
Fast am I. Anyone with hopes of providing radio broadcasting for the TT, MGP and Motorsport Festival next year and the following 4 years has the opportunity to put themselves forward to government. The Department for Enterprise is looking for interested parties. The contract would be for a 5-year period. Plans are being drawn up for £60 million of flood protection work on the island. Ramsey is at the top of a list of places needing action. A local communications company is looking to trial 5G technologies in Douglas after acquiring a former BBC transmitter. Blue Wave is now the owner of the plot at the top of Cairnane and has been granted planning permission for a new 40-metre telecommunications tower on the site. A new charity offering clinical art therapy to ill children is launching this evening. The Teapot Trust Isle of Man aims to help children undergoing treatment feel relaxed by creating art. From further afield, a half-brother and sister in an incestuous relationship have been jailed for life for killing their two sons. The pair from Sheffield also planned to murder their 4 other children over fears they were going to be taken into care. The UK Prime Minister is chairing a meeting of the Government's Emergency Committee as parts of the UK deal with the aftermath of severe flooding. Several areas of Yorkshire and the East Midlands were hit by a month's worth of rain in just one day. And Sir Richard Branson has apologised for a photo he used to launch an entrepreneurship centre in South Africa. It only included white people and has been criticised for failing to reflect diversity. Those are the headlines. I'm Rhianne Evans, Manx Radio News.
Man Benham Advocates. Call us on 639 350 or follow us on Facebook.
28 minutes before 6 o'clock on Manx Radio.
Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
The latest from Ronald's Way Met Office in the North Irish Sea. There's a gale warning for the next 24 hours. Tonight on the island, a dry night with decreasing northwesterly winds. The overnight minimum, a chilly 3 Celsius. For Wednesday, Ukraine, cloudy and calmer with sporadic spells of rain, 9 degrees. Top temperature for Wednesday and Thursday, Jordan, a dry start with a strong northeasterly and rain later and 7 degrees. The sunset this afternoon at 24 minutes past 4, rising in the morning at 19 minutes to 8. Low water is in about a minute's time at 25 to 6. High water tonight, 23 minutes past 11, and the early morning low tide tomorrow at 20 to 6.
For the latest high-tech windows, doors, conservatories, fascias and soffits, visit Manx Glass and Glazing Showroom in Snugborough.
This coming Friday, November 15th, the search will start for the radio broadcast provider for the 2020 TT, the Classic and the Manx Grand Prix. Manx Radio's done the job until now, but in recent years, that was after protracted discussions as to the shape and the coverage, and yes, this is the bottom line, the cost it could be provided at. A debate in Tynwald required the Department for Enterprise to open up the process by requesting tenders from anyone possibly interested in providing the service. Rob Collister, MHK, is departmental member with responsibility for motorsport, and Manx Radio's John Moss asked him if the Department for Enterprise would have chosen this route at tender process if Tynwald hadn't voted the way.
Well, we had a Tynwald debate on the 15th of October. I put an amendment in which I felt that the directors of Manx Radio should have put the coverage of the TT within their public service broadcasting. That amendment failed, and so now the department is required by financial regulations to enter into a competitive procurement sort of process for the radio broadcast of the TT races, Classic TT, and for the Manx Grand Prix.
The coverage from last year, that was just a one-off for the year. It has to be renegotiated this time.
We've had a rolling issue over the last few years. Obviously now the financial regs are saying, and we've had a business a case presented to Tynwald, which has been debated. We're now through all of that, and now we have to go out to tender.
Is this entirely down to cash?
I don't think it's down to cash. And as I say, I'm happy to confirm since 2007, you know, the government has spent approximately, you know, £568,000 on radio coverage for the TT and the Classic, etc. This comes down to making sure that we're being transparent, open, and actually seen to be putting this out to tender.
It's over a five-year period, but of course the people who win the tender have to account for that 5 years. They have to look ahead 5 years, which is quite difficult.
They have to look ahead. And as I say, Manx Radio has done an amazing job since the late 60s covering these races for us and on behalf of the millions of people that have visited the Isle of Man or listened to the TT races over that period of time. This has to now go comply with financial regs, and so that means we have to go out to a tender process, which will open on the 15th of it will open on the 12th of November.
When will the successful tenderer know?
I would probably say in the new year, because they need time in order to prepare for 2020 events, and so we need to give them as much time as we possibly can.
No thought of going from 5 years to 10 years, perhaps?
I don't think we can. That, again, creates additional problems. You know, it'll need Treasury approval. So we are just sticking to 5 years at the moment to get this process done as quickly as possible.
And at the end of the day, is it the whole package the tender offers, or is it their price that they come in on?
No, it's based on, there's different criterias, and I'm happy to confirm that I will not be taking part in that procurement process. I also...
You don't agree with this?
I do. I agree that it has to go out to tender. Tim Wild made a very clear resolution to go out to tender. I've listened to that. We've put the tender together. That is now going out for
considerations. Which bit do you disagree with?
I felt that it should have gone within the subvention, and it should have carried on as part of their public service broadcast. However, we are where we are, and this now goes out to tender. I respect that. We've got to get through this process, and at the end of it, hopefully we'll have somebody who will be in partnership with us for many, many years to come.
Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
It's always been a bit of a struggle to persuade young people, our children perhaps, that putting some money away each month to save can be very worthwhile. They tend to feel that cash in the hand is there for a purpose, you know, to buy things. Well, Jason Morehouse, MHK of Castletown and Mullooh, who was an economics teacher before turning to politics, thinks that this is an opportunity going to waste that could help young people prosper financially. And he believes 11 years old is not too early, as reports John Moss.
For youngsters, the whole business of going into a bank and opening an account can be a bit intimidating.
They're goblins, Harry. Clever as they come, goblins, but not the most friendly of beasts. Best stay close.
But should our government make more an effort to get young Manxsters, earners of the future, involved in savings as early as 11 years old? MHK Jason Morehouse thinks so, and said so as much in the House of Keys this morning. The response from the Treasury Minister, Alfred Cannon, was guarded.
Would the minister consider instructing the FSA to collect this data as part of their quarterly returns from the banks? Because it could be potentially hugely useful.
Minister to reply.
Probably not, Mr. Speaker. I think the FSA have a huge amount on their plate at the moment.
It's one of the things I noticed whilst teaching at Castle Rushen, that when I started teaching numerous years ago, when interest rates were 6%, children could actually recognise the importance of saving and the rewards they got. But now you've got a situation where they realise even £100 locked in the bank for 12 months won't buy a chocolate bar.
This is 11-year-old thinking in these terms.
That's it, yeah.
You were an economics teacher, so you've presumably got economically minded children in front of you who may have thought.
Well, on occasions, yeah, but it was actually one child who raised that concern that what is the point of waiting for something? We can buy it now and have the enjoyment today. But the problem is that if you're not saving, when it comes to buying a house or buying a car, you're at a disadvantage.
Isn't that down to the parents, though?
The problem is that many parents overlook this issue. They're busy with all the other day-to-day issues and things. And it's not until the child gets into the 20s and they're wanting to buy these bigger items and they're saying, oof.
Should there be some sort of compulsion then?
But
isn't it the government, big daddy, getting involved?
Well, in a way, that's what's happened across. And by opening up possibilities, you've got situations like I've got a nephew who's 7 and he's got nearly £10,000 in savings because he's been able to invest them in the stock market.
That was his own bad, was he?
That's just through a small monthly contribution from his parents and grandparents and things into a savings pot, and it is bought well, and so he's now got an interest in the wider market.
You have to admit, he is extraordinary.
Not in the UK, it would be in the Isle of Man.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
20 to 6 on Manx Radio. This is Update. The Ben McCree left Heysham at 23 minutes past 2 this afternoon, arriving just after 6 o'clock, say the steam packet, in Douglas, and of course returning to Heysham at 7.45. The winds are behind us, as they say, but everything should be fine. No severe gales out in the North Irish Sea, and the papers, a day late, will be with us. Ben McCree out at 7.45, arriving being in Heysham at 11:30 tonight.
Book now for 2020 at steam-packet.com.
The president of the Isle of Man Law Societies praised the outgoing Deemster as scrupulously fair. Alistair Montgomery departs after performing high-profile roles in the island's legal system for the best part of three decades. Concerns have been raised about how serious criminal cases will be resolved while the search for Deemster Montgomery's successor continues. But Tim Swift says every effort's being made to name his replacement as quickly as possible.
Deemster Montgomery moved to the Isle of Man in 1991. He started at the Attorney General's Chambers as a prosecutor dealing with serious fraud cases. He was promoted to a chief prosecutor and prosecuted most of the Isle of Man's serious criminal cases. During his time as a prosecutor, he was scrupulously fair and dispassionate, striking a good and appropriate balance between the rights and protections of the defendant and prosecuting a case.
How much of an impact will his departure have on the Manx judicial system, considering all the attributes you've just mentioned and his decades of experience? That must leave quite a hole.
Well, a departure of a senior judge always leaves a gap, but we do have a very able judiciary at the moment. They're ably supported by panel deemsters who are, if like, part-time judges who help. And the courts are actively recruiting for a replacement of Deemster Montgomery. But, of course, it is a sad loss. I know he'll be able to devote more time to his tennis, and I understand that people on the tennis court will have to watch out when he's now being able to devote more time on it. But, yes, it is a sad loss. He's much missed. He's very, very, very sadly missed.
What is the process now, then, to find possibly not a replacement for Deemster Montgomery, because you can't ever replace like for like, but how do they select his successor?
Well, applications are invited. People then apply with a fully detailed questionnaire. There's a very lengthy questionnaire giving their experience, qualifications and the like. Those all go into the court system for then they are then vetted by that. Then an interview process is set up and those people who are selected go forward to the interview process, have a rigorous interview procedure. And then after that, decisions are made with regards to who is the appropriate person to take the position.
That sounds like quite a lengthy procedure. Is there anybody able to step into his shoes to cover serious criminal cases in the immediate short term?
Yes. I mean, we do have panel deemsters who are capable of doing that. We have existing full-time deemsters who have got experience in criminal work. And so there is no risk at the moment of anybody having their trials delayed because of the lack of judicial time and lack of judicial availability. So I can reassure the public that I'm certainly aware that the court service is taking every effort to make sure that he's replaced as quickly as possible, and there's not going to be any impact upon the justice system.
Manx Radio's Update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
16 minutes to 6 on Manx Radio.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing, powered by Y Manx.
Plans have been approved to build a drive-through KFC at the former Eurocar site on Peel Road in Douglas, despite concerns over traffic and public health. A Starbucks and another retail unit also included as part of the application, which was approved by the planning committee this week. Our local democracy reporter Ewan Gorn has the story.
Representatives from Ballacamine High School and government's public health directorate appeared before planners to object to what's proposed. Headteacher Adrienne Burnett warned the fast food outlet would be like a magnet for students. An assessment by Highways Services, described as one of the most comprehensive ever done for an application, found the development would have an acceptable impact on traffic. A number of planning conditions on parking, tree management and flood protection were also approved.
Further out across in the United States, Disney's new online streaming service, Disney Plus, has been hit by technical issues on the first day. As America's love affair with cable TV wanes, there have been many reports on social media about problems accessing the service, and some users have shared screenshots of error messages. Disney Plus offers a catalogue of Disney films along with exclusive content such as the new Star Wars series, The Mandalorian. On the stock market in America, the Disney price has gone up. Netflix, meantime, is on the way down.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
And the figures across the markets, the numbers from the UK, the FTSE 100 was up 0.5% at 7,365, spot 4.4 at the close. In Europe, the DAX in Frankfurt up 0.6% at 13,283, spot 51. Currently in America, the latest story from the Dow Jones in New York, up 0.1% at 27,719, spot 5.6. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index up 0.4% at 8,496, spot 5.9, and the S&P 500 in Chicago up 0.25% at 3,095, spot 3.1. On the currency markets, the pound currently up 0.1% against the euro at 1 euro 16.74. against the dollar, it's up 0.6% at $1.28.63. Just a couple of commodities out of the 23 traded. Oil, Brent oil at the moment, is up 0.5% at $62.07. And gold, the PM fix for gold, is up 0.4% at 1,458, spot 7. The latest from Ramsey Crookall.
When it comes to investing for the future and that all-important personal service, look no further than the award-winning team at Ramsey Crookall. Ramsey Crookall is the island's largest firm of stockbrokers and investment managers, and have been servicing the investment community with a broad range of services for over 70 years. For that all-important personal touch and financial expertise, contact Ramsey Crookall. Telephone 673-171. Call into Securities House, Athol Street, or visit our website, ramseycrookall.com. Ramsey Crookall are members of the London Stock Exchange and licensed by the Financial Services Authority.
Manx Radio Sport.
Ahead of the story about Mark Cavendish, the Manx Rams emerging under-21s netball squad returned to the Isle of Man after a successful invitational tournament in Dublin. The report from Rhiann Evans.
Over the two-day competition, the Manx side took on the Republic of Ireland, Switzerland and club team Shipley Swifts. The Rams got off to a solid start in their opening game, smashing host team Ireland 53-27, but took a loss in the afternoon that same day against Shipley Swifts, 36-57. Day two saw more success for the Manx side, though, as they beat Switzerland by 3 goals in one of the most exciting games of the weekend. With all teams but Ireland losing just one game, the title of tournament winners came down to goal difference, with Shipley Swifts coming out on top. Hosted by Ireland, the friendly comp was the brainchild of Switzerland to give the under-19 squads international game time in preparation for the Netball World Youth Cup next year.
And the story, Mark Cavendish has returned to race at the Ghent 6-day today for the first time since winning the 2016 race with Bradley Wiggins. Cavendish will pair with the king of the Ghent 6-day, Ilio Kayser. The duo placed second in 2014. Mark said it's really good. It's always special to come back to the Kupke Velodrome in Ghent. For me, it's the Tour de France of track cycling. Mark Cavendish comes off a couple of seasons held up by the Epstein-Barr virus. The 6-day race has fit perfectly into his schedule. Heading towards 2020, we wish him well.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
No problems reported on the roads on the Matrix signs at the moment. Douglas Road in Ballasalla by Blackboard still got the back end of that temporary two-way 24-hour traffic signal system in operation to enable service connections for the new housing estate and the Balfane bypass. Curragh Road in St John's again closed for roadworks between Ballacrane traffic lights and the Western Amenity site. In Laxey, it's all going south. Of course, temporary closure from the Churchill Rental Hill junction with the junction with the Minorca Hill. No through traffic from the Churchill Rental Hill area to Acacia Villa. And of course, Laxey remains open for all your guidance, by the way, And information that's a current comprehensive summary of all the travel news and issues on the Isle of Man for trains, planes, boats, buses, roadworks, and the prom at maxradio.com, as well as a community tab with a page of links to 18 webcams you can gaze across the Isle of Man. Planes are coming in slightly late at Ronaldsway at the moment, and the Liverpool 4:10 came left 15 minutes early. Currently, the 5:10 London City left about 15 minutes late, just before 5:30. The 6:45 for Manchester looks like that's going to be late as well. You can find out everything, of course, at manxradio.com.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions 670-145.
There's a new charity launch at Aragon Moor this evening, starting shortly after 6 o'clock, after a pilot scheme, the Teapot Trust, will work alongside the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Service at Nobles Hospital. The charity already provides clinical art therapy to thousands of children in hospitals throughout the UK, including Alder Hey in Liverpool. The founder, Laurie Young, daughter of Dr. John C. Taylor, has a personal story to tell after her own daughter, Verity, passed away, aged just 8.
Founded the Teapot Trust after seeing how much a very distressed, angry 6 to 8 year old was in hospital. And we noticed how much she calmed down through doing art, because in Verity's head, she didn't feel ill, she wasn't unwell. And when she had to come to hospital for infusions or blood tests, she was assaulted in her head, i.e. somebody stuck a needle in her. So she used to get very cross, very frustrated. She hated missing school, hated missing out on stuff. And we discovered that art for her was a huge way of calming her down.
Have you had to run a pilot or something? I know it's yes. Well established across.
Yeah, we ran a pilot here because setting up a charity isn't an easy thing. And we wanted to make sure that the Teapot Trust would be doing valuable work over here. So we now have Teapot Trust Isle of Man. It's a completely separate legal entity to the charity over in Scotland. And it will run here on the island, helping children in the CAMHS unit. That's the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Service. And the Isle of Man Teapot Trust will be providing finances to fund a art therapist working in the CAMHS unit. And when we hopefully have built up enough money, we can take this further and do art for well-being to help kids who are... They're struggling with mental health conditions or getting their heads around living with a long-term condition. It might be a condition you've heard of, like diabetes, but that takes a toll on a child. And they can work with an art therapist to help them get their heads in the space so that when they hit adulthood, they're like, I've got this thing, but do you know what? I know how to cope now, and I'm going to be a fab contributor to society.
And just we'll close, if we may, yes. With an example. There's a picture here of lots of colours. That represents something.
Yeah, I've got the explanation for that picture here, and it says, I enjoyed doing this artwork. It was fun, and I enjoyed mixing lots of colours. Yellow symbolises happiness, that I find out today what's causing my pain. The red is the anger for having not knowing why I'm in pain. It's really interesting that the child is actually able to help explain how they feel about having a condition through their art. And that's why art therapy is so important. It helps children communicate things they may not have the words for initially and to speak the unspoken. So that's why I'm so keen that the CAMHS unit can have an art therapist here in Noble.
Manx Radio Breakfast with Ben and Alex.
Or it might not even be people messaging you. You might, on Snapchat, for example, see that all of your friends together and they haven't told you. Or you could be put onto a group chat and there could be pictures being sent round of you.
You know, it's not about putting your hand in your pocket and taking out a tenner and giving it. It's actually going to town, buying toys, buying gifts and wrapping that shoebox and putting it in.
We'll be back tomorrow with the morning's main stories, the weather and all the travel news, along with more clues for Where's Wotton.
So join us in the morning for Manx Radio Breakfast from 7:30, powered by Manx Telecom.
And tune in tomorrow morning to Alex and Ben in the morning for all the news from Ballacameen about their reaction to having a KFC drive-thru about a couple of hundred yards away. That's Alex Wotton and Ben Hartley in the morning on Manx Radio from the Isle of Man. A little closer after the 6 o'clock news tonight, it's Countryside with Simon Clark and Kiri Kermode, Matters Rural and Farming with Simon and Kiri on Manx Radio. The future's bright. The future is fungus, apparently. A watchmaker in Bandung in Indonesia, thinks the next step in sustainability is a wristwatch with a strap made of a complex root structure of a mushroom. Mushroom leather, or they call it mycelium leather, is fibrous and tough, yet pliable and waterproof, and has been touted as environmentally friendly as an alternative to synthetic products or to natural leather made from animal hide. Mushroom leather, apparently, is the next big thing. And I'll leave you with a story of police patrolling beaches in southwestern France, as in the last 2 weeks, more than 750 kilograms of cocaine has washed up in plastic packages along France's Atlantic coast. It's worth 60 million euros, or 51.5 million pounds. The drugs have been washed up on beaches from the Land in the far south near the Spanish border to the Loire estuary near Nantes. Prosecutors in Brittany are collecting the packets but have no idea where the drugs came from. In Gironde near Bordeaux, several beaches have been closed. Police are patrolling the beaches, watching for the drugs to just wash up. 60 million euros. That's it for Update. Thanks to our newsreader, Rhiann Evans, producer, Sarah Hendy. I'm Andy Winton. There'll be another Update tomorrow night at 5:30.